suppose it's not a bad place to be because it just keeps you honest. It makes you appreciate what if you get in, you've got to go and make a big score. And I suppose that's been the tale of my summer really so far. It's not quite gone how I'd quite like it to, but playing in a side that's playing some really good cricket, and that's obviously the most important thing. So the more that can continue to happen, the better. And eventually, I know I will contribute and score some big runs. So I'm just looking forward to doing that now.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So you probably have a big score in the field.
Yeah, it was a poor dismissal again, getting in and getting out. But that's how it goes sometimes. And obviously, didn't mean to get out like that, but. It keeps you hungry, and it makes every time you go out there you want to make sure you make it count. And there'll be nothing different in the way I approach it tomorrow.
You might have noticed they've sort of reset the scoreboards to the moment of victory in the Ashes Test last year. Do you know what? Is that just a little nice touch by De Morgan that you didn't ask for?
I don't think we asked for it, but it's a lovely touch. It's always nice to see that sight and to relive what was a really strong start to that series. It'd be a fitting way to finish this series if we could do something similar in the final game tomorrow. We've played some really strong stuff, bar the 5-6 over blip at the start of our batting in the first game. We've been really ruthless throughout. So if we can continue that and we can continue winning and taking all that form forward and gaining momentum, then that sets us up really nicely for the rest of this summer and then obviously what's to come down on the line.
Just on that match last year, do you have vivid memories of that final catch?
Yeah, I remember it coming to me and thinking it's gone sailing over my head, and I think the wind just held it up nicely and managed to get in a good position to take it. I think he'd smacked a few over there before that, so. It was quite a surreal day. I somehow managed to get a couple of wickets as well, so it was really quite a special end to what was a really nice test match to start the summer and or start that series anyway. And yeah, I think more than anything the ball that I relived the most was getting dropped, a second ball I've had it, so it's quite nice to for you to say that and remind me of something else that happened throughout that game.
Yeah.
Well, we'll never know really, I suppose, but it was obviously quite significant within the series, but that's just how sport goes, unfortunately, for them. And I suppose it's about making those big misses count in your favour, and managed to do that on that occasion. And hopefully, if there are opportunities like that further down the line in this summer, then I can take them as well. But ideally, they don't want to give any chances, but it's not always that easy.
Yeah, Paul,
Barbara,
said it's a growing number of players.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of depth now within our squad, and you've seen that with guys like Billings, guys coming into squad, Vince, J-Roy and Halsey, for example, have not played huge amounts of cricket, feeling and looking like real senior players that have played a lot of one-day cricket. And there's that real calmness within the dressing room where even with only 42 overs to chase 300, at no stage do we really feel that wasn't a strong possibility. I think you can see that with the way guys carry themselves out in the middle as well, the way they construct their innings and look to go about chasing scores like that down. And that maturity is something that's come a long way in the last couple of years, and it's going to have to keep improving if we want to be the best in the world. At the minute it's going in the right direction, but there's a lot of work still to do. We're not playing perfect cricket, but our big strides being made, and it's a really good place to be at the moment, knowing that if there are a couple of injuries, there are some really strong players that can come in and home in my own bed, so more than anything is just get away from cricket for a week and then get really stuck into it just leading up to that test match.
Do you feel like you need a rest or?
No, I'm quite happy with where I'm at. I think there was obviously a bit of talk about it after getting a few low scores. I think that would be an excuse to use burnout at this stage for not scoring any runs. I feel pretty fresh and I'm very eager and a really good frame of mind to go and score some runs in this next game coming and obviously for the test series that follow.
Sorry, you were talking about the way Jason's been battled.
I wouldn't say anyone's eyeing it up. I think that there's definitely there are a number of players in our team that would be capable of scoring and scores over that if they're given the opportunity to bat that long. I mean, like I said, he was probably out in the 35th over. There's 15 overs to go in a 50 over game, and you know, if with 160 in his belt, not really looking like he was trying to hit every ball for 4 and 6. And still scoring as quickly as it was is quite scary, isn't it, to see it? And it's a great scary as well. When you're sat at the other end, there is no pressure on you in regards to scoring. You know that the scoreboard's always going to be turning over, and the opposition are always under pressure. You can sort of almost feel that atmosphere out in the middle when you're back with, and that's the same when you're back with Hales, with Morgan, Butler, you know, all of that top order. It's a really good place to come out and to start your innings with that settled feeling out there in the middle. So it is exciting. It is amazing to see guys come in and be able to do that in such a short space of time as well. You think he's probably played what 30 games at absolute most, and he's not been out. Well, he's been out what once. Last 3 innings he's had. I know obviously it was cut short at Bristol, but with, you know, 300 for one basically, and the rest is some pretty good going. So if he can continue to keep that maturity and that hunger and greed in his run making, then he's going to be a really, really exciting prospect for us in the future. But we all know that it's not always going to be that easy, and it's great to see his work ethic as it is as well, as it is with the rest of the guys. You know, you rock up to training and you see lads really determined to work on the game and improve, which it's infectious as well in a way it is.